You're welcome to Glow Music and to this Bethel Encounter message. Bethel Encounter is an afternoon prayer session set by the direction of God. It is targeted at gospel music servants and lovers, that is, singers, instrumentalists, music directors, music pastors, and key stakeholders in the music aspect of kingdom service. As believers, and especially as ministers of God in music, please be encouraged to participate in all these prayer sessions every week according to God's direction. Please stay tuned to this message.
We are here at Bethel Encounter to pray. And Jacob, in one encounter with God, had forever transformation in his life. And we believe that in one moment, we can have a total change in our lives. And every moment that we have this encounter with the Lord, at midday praying, making time to pray together as a family, the Lord himself, he will raise us up. In the name of Jesus. It's our duty to pray. Men ought to pray and not to faint. And it may seem that it's just a short time, but the consistency of it will bring manifested glorious results in our lives in Jesus' mighty name. So let's be encouraged to pray each time. Now, today we are focused on refuge that brings mercy and favor. We are going to pray, or our prayer is going to be based on these topics: refuge that brings mercy and favor. Remembering that our theme for this month is God, my refuge, from Psalm 46, verse 1. God, my refuge. God is our refuge and strength, an ever-present help in trouble. And today's main scripture is from Hebrews chapter 4, verse 16. Let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. Hebrews chapter 4, verse 16. Let us therefore come boldly into the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. In reflecting upon this scripture, we see that those who hide in God find mercy and favor with him and with people. So we don't stay outside the throne of grace in order to find mercy. We must come boldly onto the throne of grace. We know from the book of Ephesians that for it's by grace through faith that we are saved. So salvation, and it's unfortunate that sometimes we truly believe that we come to Christ Jesus by grace, but we forget to still hold on to the grace of the Lord to thrive in our walk with God. We come through grace, and then now we abandon that grace and start to move by our own effort. Human effort, yes, is important. Faith is important. But we must not discount the grace of God through which we came and by which we must continue to walk with the Lord. Those who hide in God find mercy and favor with him. We must constantly abide by the throne of grace. We must not leave. We must not leave. We must abide by the throne of grace by which we obtain mercy. Without the grace of God, there can be no mercy. And in our walk with God, in our work in the ministry, at our various workplaces, in our homes, wherever we are, we must understand that the grace of God is required for us to constantly be benefactors of God's mercy. It's very, very important. We know that it's by God's mercies that daily we live. the Lord is faithful, he will surely fulfill his word. And for each day that you have the opportunity to see another sunrise, it is because of the Lord's mercies, which you are not consumed. And these mercies come by his grace. It is very important as believers that we note that. Refuge is not just escape. It is a place of divine help. And so, abiding under God's mercies, living by his grace, it is a place. In your mind, it's a place where you know that this is God's truth. I live by it and I hold on to it and not depart to live by my own belief systems outside God's desired will for our lives. We are praying our first prayer from Psalm 5 verse 12. And this scripture gives us even throws more light onto this truth. It reads that, "For thou, Lord, will bless the righteous. With favor will thou compass him as with a shield." The grace of God, the mercies of God, the favor of God, they are all a place you must constantly abide. There are many times where I'm going for a meeting. I pray that, "Lord, let your favor go ahead of me." And throughout scripture, you see many mighty men of God and women of God who experienced many victories through the favor of God. And when we come to pray, it is an act of submission and humility, knowing that it is just by God's favor, by his mercies and by his grace, that we can move on or we can encounter victories. So we are praying, "Father in heaven, surround me with favor as I continually run to you as my refuge, in Jesus' mighty name." Please lift up your voice and begin to pray this prayer as you see it on your screens right now. From a heart of humility, from a heart of humility, Lord, help us, Lord. Let your favor compass us round about like a shield in the name of Jesus. Oh, as we continually run to you as our refuge, we thank you, Lord, that we'll never be disappointed. That, Lord, as we run to you as our refuge, we encounter, Lord, mercy. Lord, even as we run into your throne of grace, in the name of Jesus, as we run to your throne of grace, Lord, as we run to your refuge, we encounter mercy, 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 in the name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. We are praying our second prayer, and this reminds me of David. It's better to run to the Lord in any time of trouble than to run to man. David, when he was about to be judged by the Lord, would you want to be handed over to your enemies, or you'd want the Lord himself to deal with you? David will cry out that, "I would prefer the Lord." Why? Perhaps the Lord would be merciful unto me. And it is important to constantly run to the Lord as our refuge, where we obtain mercy. The Lord is good, a stronghold in the day of trouble, and he knoweth them that trust in him. Nahum chapter 1, verse 7. Nahum chapter 1, verse 7. We are praying, "Father in heaven, let me be known in heaven as one who trusts in you." That is to say, let me be recognized as one who trusts in you, truly trusts in you. Let that be the reflection of my heart. And he knoweth them that trust in him, as we see in Nahum chapter 1, verse 7. We are praying that, "My stronghold, in Jesus' name." So we'll go through the prayer again. "Father in heaven, let me be known in heaven as one who trusts in you, my stronghold in Jesus' name. You see that Jesus, he found favor with God and with man. In as much as we find favor with man, it's important that we find favor with God. That's where it starts from. And so, let me be found in heaven as one who trusts in you. Let it not be that before men, I say I trust in God. But when it comes to you, truly in my heart, I'm trusting in other things. And the only way that these two can align, trusting in man and trusting in you, is by the power of your Holy Spirit. So you are praying, help me, Lord, that I trust in you truly. Lift up your voice and begin to pray. In the mighty name of Jesus.
My Lord and my God, truly, let me be known as one who trusts in you as my refuge. In the name of Jesus, as my stronghold in the day of trouble. In the name of Jesus.
Let us trust in you alone, Lord, even as we confess before others. Let us truly in our hearts trust in you, in the mighty name of Jesus, and not in any other thing, in the name of Jesus, but you alone. In the name of Jesus, only by the power of your Holy Spirit, by the power of your Holy Spirit, empower us, Lord, empower us, Lord, empower us, Lord, empower us, Lord, Lord, to trust in you alone, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, like you said, Lord, everything that will be said of us, that would have faith in the glory of the last day. That, Lord, even truly, we before, Lord, even worthy before you, Lord, trusting in you and not, Lord, otherwise, not trusting in man, but trusting in you. In the mighty name of Jesus, like you said unto the enemy, like you said unto Satan, not concerning Job, that have you seen my servant Job? In the mighty name of Jesus. We are praying our last prayer. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I'll dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Psalm 23, verse 6. We are praying, Father in heaven, as I dwell in you, let goodness and mercy follow me continually in Jesus' name. Amen. Please lift up your voice and begin to pray in Jesus' name.
Let goodness and mercy follow me all the days of my life in the name of Jesus. Let your goodness and your mercy, Lord Jesus, follow me all the days of my life, Lord, in the name of Jesus.
Let's take a song of worship before we round up.
I give you all the glory, Jesus. Wonyo mani nara dawa.
If you haven't given your life to Christ Jesus, we invite you to do so today. Scripture says that for all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of the Lord. And without Christ Jesus, who has paid for the sins of man through his death and resurrection, man would be forever condemned, because man does not have the capacity to help himself. So today, even as you have heard all these prayers and you have this opportunity to give your life to Christ Jesus, because the prayers will be of no essence if you don't have a relationship with God, we invite you to do so. Just say this short prayer after me. Lord Jesus, I come before your throne of grace. Today I've learned that you are my refuge. And Lord, I want to truly have you as my refuge and my strong tower. So today, please forgive me of all my sins, for I'm just a sinner. And I surrender my life fully to you, that from this day you are my Lord and you are my Savior. And as your word says, that to many as believed even on his name, he gave them the power to become sons of God. Today, Lord, I believe that I am your child. And fill me, Lord, with your Holy Spirit, so that I can live a life that is pleasing to you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, have I prayed with thanksgiving. Amen.
Amen. If you just said the prayer, please contact us by email, info@glowmusicministry.com, or call or chat with us through 026-000-9090. God bless you.
Amen.
God bless you for being part of today's session. Our vision as a ministry is to become a global non-denominational music outreach ministry which propagates the gospel of salvation through music to the unsaved and build up the saved through fellowship and scripturally sound music. Join us every Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday from 12 p.m. to 12:30 p.m. As you learn every week and pray, your life and ministry will experience transformation in the light of God's word. Amen. Glow Music. Stand out with God.